we don't talk but about 5 minutes, then we'll get it over with. But I don't know, I guess it's so nice when we're now on the hour. We got to preaching to one another yesterday. I appreciate them times whenever you get with a good man of God and just discuss the things of God. The Lord is really, really good to us. I told Oscar I appreciate appreciate the message and the way the Lord used him this morning.
Yes.
And I told him I'm not going to apologize for it. But Thursday night here, I believe God had to kill me if I hadn't have got up. I seen conviction. I seen it heavy. I thought, well, I'll just keep my mouth shut. They've been under conviction before. And God said, you want them anyhow.
Yes, sir.
I didn't want to butt in the service. I meant all week to keep my mouth shut. But I feel better. I don't know what they'll ever do, but I do feel better. But at least warning them, telling them what God said. He said, you warn them. Right. He said, if they take heed, amen, he would forgive them. But if you don't warn them, their blood will I require at your hands.
Amen.
And I'm glad I went home troubled on account of not moving, but I didn't have no worry on my part of what I done.
Amen.
I'm not going to preach on this, but I want you to turn to St. John chapter number 18 and tell you a little story. I'm going to preach tonight on my conversion. I don't know, it's just been on my mind for several days. People talk about their conversion, and I'll get to it directly, but in St. John chapter number 18, I remember in the early 90s, I spent somewhere around 25 years ago, so I was a little younger then than I am now. But I've always enjoyed going to camp meetings. That was before I got acquainted with them down at Calvary, and before I got acquainted with them up at Brother Milby's. But the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Dunham, over in Abesma, just where 459 and 59 come together. It's in a little neck in there. And the church is right smart, bigger than this one. It was New Jerusalem Baptist Church. And sometimes they used Don Rich, and sometimes they used Neil Bridges. But this particular meeting that was at, they was using Neil Bridges for doing night preaching. And I got up one morning, had to do it before daylight to leave to get down there in time, and I went in and sat down in the church, and they wasn't a word said to me about preaching. And I sat down about 2/3 of the way back, and they sung one song, and Ralph Lowry said, get up here, Brother Shaver, and preach. But I had studied on the scripture all the way down there, and they used him, I call them ice cream cone microphones. I ain't going to use them. That's what they used down there. I don't know why they recorded it, why they didn't. They tried to give it to me, and Ralph run around and hold it. I said, I ain't using it. I'm just going to preach. Everybody in the church could hear my big mouth anyhow. But this very scripture that I'm fixing to read in St. John chapter 18, and verse 33 and 34. But this is a scripture that I used and I preached till I just give plumb out and sat down. Couldn't go no further on them two verses of scripture. Then Ralph Lowry, him being the moderator, he got up, got that ice cream cone, and he preached till he'd give out and just sat down. That's two preachers on them two verses of scripture. Then Brother Neil Bridges was sitting off over here on the right from the pulpit, and he stood up and he said, I never have in my life in a revival preached in the morning service when I had to be scheduled to preach at night. He said, but this morning the Lord told me to do different. He picked up them two verses of Scripture, and he preached till he give out. Now, there was about 3 hours of preaching on them two verses of Scripture. There's a point that I'm fixing to prove here, or show you. There was a man and a woman sitting way back over in the left-hand corner on the back. And just as Brother Neil was closing out, you'd have to be around him to know him. I don't know of a man on the face of this earth that's as concerned with lost people as that man is. He'll stand and weep. He'll get down on his knees. And I seen him one night even over there in Bessemer Civic Center get down on his hands and knees and crawl to a man begging him to come to the altar and pray. But he began to get down to that part to give the altar call, and them man and wife slid out, got on their hands and knees and crawled all the way down that church. Come down to the altar, and the church gathered around and prayed of them. Both of them got right that morning. And that was a blessing. It took three preachers 3 hours to get to them, but God got to their heart. And these is a scripture that I used, and they used the same one. Verse 32, 33, and 34 is what was. Then the saying of Jesus, which Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews? Now here's where I used my text from in this one verse. Then Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it of me? And I preached on the thought, do you know for yourself? Now that's the thought that I preach on. And that's something we had better study on. You hear Oscar preach about it. You hear Dale Owens preach about it. You hear David preach about it. And I don't know how many more preachers you hear preach about it. But you better know him for yourself. Right. Amen. When the day of judgment comes, God ain't going to call this church in and judge you by what Oscar has preached. He's going to judge you on what you've done with what Oscar has preached. Amen. We better get that in our heart and mind. Now let's look in Luke chapter number 16, and I'm not going to apologize for the Word of God.
No, sir.
I didn't write it. I didn't dictate it. The Holy Ghost did. So if you've got to bring an accusation against anybody, you just get mad at God. Amen. Just help yourself. Get as mad as you want to get. Just get outside or anywhere else and just tell him all that he didn't know what he was saying. So I'm just going to read the book and preach the thought that God gave me here. Amen. Now, St. Luke chapter number 16, begin reading with verse 14, go through verse 18. Amen. The Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said unto them, Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your heart. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Now listen to this verse. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. It is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Whosoever putteth away his wife and marry none committeth adultery. Whosoever marry her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery. Now, if correctly reading these two verses of Scripture, I will take my text back there in verse number 16. It says, the law and the prophet were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached. Now listen what the Bible said. Amen. And every man presseth into it. I want to preach just for a little while on my conversion. My conviction and my conversion. And thank God how I had to press how to get in there. I don't understand. Yes, I do. I mean, you tell the truth about it. Yes, I do. They're making a twofold more the child of hell out of this generation we're in than they are themselves. Amen. Taking them out here and getting them to come up in front, hold up their hands. I repeat this prayer after me and all this kind of stuff to do it. Carrying them in the back room. Amen. And thank God, counsel them, tell them they're saved. Amen. Giving them a piece of paper, showing them where, what time they done it. Amen. Thank God, a baptismal paper, show they've been baptized, and all that kind of stuff. But God Himself said the kingdom of heaven is preached. Now you get that? Every man presseth his way into it. Amen. Now you're not going to get in. I want to warn you young folks. Amen. Now right now, while it's a good time as I know of, I don't let none of this modern stuff deceive you in any way. Everything that you've got to do in salvation is between you and God Almighty. It's not between you and Oscar. It's not between me and you. It's not between you and the church. It's between you and God Almighty. Amen. And God said, amen, that you will, what the Bible teaches, you ain't going to just accidentally wake up one day and found out you stumble in the way. Amen. You're going to press your way into it. I thought about this. This come to my mind. One night this week when Brother Dale Lloyd was preaching, he was talking about, and I did. Amen. I got saved that morning right here at this altar. Amen. And don't think but what I wasn't. I'm doing some pressing. Thank God when I got up that morning, I'd have get ready to go to the house of God. East and I was having a fight, not with God, but with the enemy. The Bible said, how the devil goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He'll do everything in the world he can to keep you out of the altar. Thank God, keep you from praying. I'll keep you from trying how to get a hold of God. That's the reason why God said, every man presseth his way into a thing's every kind of spirit in this world. And you talking about pressing, are you going to have to just be like swimming? You've got to part them spirits and keep awaiting toward God. If you don't war, you don't fight, you listen to the devil, he'll laugh at you while you burn in the lake of fire. Amen. This is a pressing way.
Yes, it is. Amen.
Amen. I got up that morning done. I guess I done more fighting. What? Amen. They done in the army. Amen. Because the devil said, you've been so wicked. You go up there and them people, I mean, I just used every kind of east and he poked in my mind. Amen. I was oppressing. Amen. Something down on the inside drawing me. Something on the outside oppressing me not to go. Hear me, young folk. That same thing's going to happen to you. Amen. When conviction come on, these things the devil's going to put in your mind. Amen. You go down there and people will laugh at you. Amen. If they laugh at you, they ought to be down there praying too. Amen. God bless your heart. If that's what we come here for, because we're concerned about your soul. I know the warfare you're in. Amen. I've been there. Thank God I've got news for you. I'm still there. Hallelujah. Amen. No doubt in my mind. Thank God, Jeannie, right there that morning. I got saved by the grace of God. Hallelujah. I went out of here. I could feel clean on the inside. But before I got through the door, the enemy said, you didn't get nothing. You just made a mock of me. Them people are going to go around and laugh at you. And God, the warfare set in. I commenced the pressing. Headed to the woods and I prayed. Amen. And God, that right, and I prayed all over that place. I got one night down at work. That old building, the bull crap on the lower end of town. Amen. A train had come by on that side track and tore some pin off. I was a working second shift. And I got the Lord soul and me saved, but the devil said, you ain't got it. You ain't got it. You ain't got it. Thank God I crawled through that hole. I went out and got the Southern Railroad track. I got right down between them tracks. I got one in one hand and one in the other. Right in the middle of Southern Railroad track. I pray God, I know you done the work, but I just can't get the victory. I prayed and I prayed. And God, come home and pray. I get out at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and pray. What were you doing, preacher? I was oppressing my way. I threw them spit. Now, preacher, I ain't never heard nothing like that. Just give them a try. Amen. You'll find out. Amen. There ain't a one sitting in this building to this day that's been saved. Barbara Jean, he still bothers you. Amen. He'll still bother you as long as you're drawing the breath. Amen. I prayed all over that place. And Dale was down here running the revival. And I brought him up here to Eastern House. He wanted to see that floor that Easton had put down there. But on the way back home, we went by that half place where I lived at that time. The house had done burnt down. I done moved down where I'm at now. But I pulled up there and parked. That's what Dale was talking about the other night. I said, you see that little bush that right under? He said, yes, sir. I said, right there. Thank God, it's where I got the victory. It wasn't where I got saved. It's where I got the victory. Over the devil. I bless your heart. Amen. Our brother Milby was down here one time. I preaching revival up down to a motel with him. I'm discussing this very same thing. He said, I know what you mean. He said, I've come through the same warfare. You hear me? Ain't no one sitting in here. Thank God, if you're saved, you ain't been through the warfare. You just are continually oppressing and oppressing and oppressing. He told me, You ain't never been saved. After I got it settled, he hushed on that. I thank God I done announced my calling to preach. Then he set him on that. Hey, God ain't called you to preach. You just getting out on your... He ain't shut up to yet either. Amen. He said if you preach, if God called you to preach, preacher, people would like you more. I go back and read how they done Jesus. I go back and read how they done John. I go back and read how they done Paul. Amen. I'd bless your heart. I remember the night. About 4 o'clock in the morning, I was out in the backyard. A water faucet sticking up. I was a-hugging that water faucet at 4 o'clock in the morning. I warned with the demons. Amen. And asking God. I said, God, if you really call me, you give me some peace. Amen. I could almost I see the glory of God I settle in that place. Don't get it in your heart. At once you get saved. You gonna be like Tiny Tim. I tiptoe through the tulips. And never anything bother you. You just got on the battlefield. You just got in the war. And you're gonna stay there. Until you draw your last breath. Thank God he said to every man, press up his way into it.
Yes, sir.
I'll never shall forget. I don't know. It's probably 3 or 4 months. I was just fighting and fighting. Down there welding. I'd have to take that old hood off Oscar and take a handkerchief. Amen. Wipe the tears off of my safety glasses. I don't know how many times I'd have to change them lens here today. On count of tears before I was a-praying. Hey man, the devil said, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing. Thank God, but I know there was a difference on the inside. I had a whole new outlook, uplook. Everything was different. But the devil, hey man, was making me, I'm trying to get me to give up. He'll do you that way. Thank God, just say, what's the use? I throw in the town, go to hell. Thank God you need to tell him. I'll get the back seat and just watch me. Hang on. I fasten your seatbelt. Cause we're in for a ride. Hallelujah. Amen. I fell out of that chair that morning. Thank God right flat on my face. Right where that little old bush is. Amen. I remember saying, God, sink or swim. Live or die. If I go to hell, I'm going to hell believing in you.
Yep.
Amen. Right there. Hallelujah. That's when the victory comes. All the storm clouds, I'll roll back. Ain't God, the battle wasn't over with. But I had the victory. I'm down on the inside. Ain't God, I still fight the battle.
Sure.
Sitting right back there. You can ask Oscar. Sitting right back there before he called on me. You don't need to get up. You don't need to say nothing. It is a continual warfare.
Right.
That's the reason why he tells his people to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the trick of the devil. If he wasn't after you all the time, why did Paul say for you to put that on? Amen. Paul knows. God bless your heart. I want you to notice something. morning. I feel almost like you did this morning. I want you to know this. Every bit of that armor is for the front part of the body. Not a bit of it for the back. You know what that's for? God means for you to face the enemy and just keep on going. He can't shoot you in the back as long as you've got him ahead of you. Hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, when I got that victory, I never had such a peace in all my life. It's just like I got saved all over again. Brother Milby was down here one time running revival. And I was telling him about that. I couldn't get it settled in my mind. I know what I got to say here, but I couldn't get it settled in my mind. And I like to sit and talk to that old man sometimes. I mean, he's got a lot of knowledge about him. Hey, man, I carried him by, showed him the same little old sapling, cut the car off, and we just sat there and talked for a good while. He said, "Brother Shaver, you got saved at the church." He said, "The devil set in on you." And he said, "Right there when you fell out of that chair was when you got the victory." Hey, man, I almost got out and shouted there again. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you folks, this is a pressing way.
Yes.
Hey, man, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hey, man, if you lay down at night, 8 times even at night, the enemy will press on my mind.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, make me have dreams. I'll bless your heart. It is a continual, a pressing way. I've been people oppressing again yet. Hey, amen. Them that won't have the truth.
Yeah.
How you preach the word of God. Hey, amen. They say it ain't like that. It's like this. I seen this new. I seen that new. If you seen something new, it ain't true. If it's true, it ain't new. Hey, amen. Everything's been just like it's been from the beginning.
Yeah.
God wrote it to start with. And it is a continual warfare.
Amen.
I thought about when the young lady wore the scripture this morning about try the spirit, see if they be of God. You know what he wasn't saying? He wasn't saying go down like you would to a shoe shop and try on this shoe and see if it fit. Or try on another shoe and see if it fit. Till you finally find one that fit. People think he's saying that about the Spirit. But he said, well, try the Spirit. You know how to try the Spirit? By the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. If whatever they say and whatever they do don't match this book,
amen,
you can mark her down. It is a false spirit.
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to get into that. Amen. God bless your heart. If God said, "Thou shalt not," you can mark her down. He didn't get down the road a little bit and said, "I put that wrong. We'll change it over here for you." No! Amen. He won't change it for me. He won't change it for Oscar. He won't change it for Dale Owens. He won't change it for no other man. What God said, Jesus said one time, what I say unto one, I say unto all. Hallelujah. His book reads to you just like it does to me. Amen. If you're doing contrary to this book and you don't feel no condemnation of God, it's one of two things. You either been reprobated or God's give up on you. Amen. This word of God, it'll bring condemnation. If the devil don't never war with you, that means you're going the same way he is.
Amen.
I have a lot of trouble out of the devil. You do too. If you're saved.
Yes, sir.
But he said every man press, lean against it, and press his way into it. And the best leverage, or ball bat, or whatever you want, sword, is right here.
Amen.
God bless your heart. I was talking to a man one time down at work, and he got discussing that NIV Bible. He started with the wrong one when he started with me. He said, I can understand it a whole lot better than I can the King James Bible. I said, let me tell you what you need. You don't need another book. You need another spirit.
Yeah.
Amen. I said, you got the wrong spirit. God bless your heart. He turned and walked off. About 2 days later, he come back to me. He said, I waited in my mind what you said. He said, you know what I done? He said, I cleaned every book out of my house except the King James Version. I said, sound like you headed in the right direction. Amen. Now let me lay this one on you. The Bible talks about that spirit of Antichrist in John's writing. And he said, which does already work. We're looking for the Antichrist to come, but his spirit already here. I'll tell you one of them or two of them. One of them's in the White House, and the others are running trying to get in there. That's an Antichrist spirit in there.
Yes,
you know what the Antichrist spirit do? It'll war against the Word of God.
That will.
Now come on.
That's right.
God said over there in the beginning, let there be light, and there was light, which was Jesus Christ. He separated the light from the darkness. Oh, preacher, that was the sun, moon, and stars. I beg your pardon. That was the first day when he said, let there be light, and there was light. If you'll read your Bible, it was the fourth day that he created the sun, moon, and star. Amen.
Yes,
thank God what that was. The devil was here, and Jesus come down. He was the light. Amen. He was that tree of life. He said, if you'd eat of it, you'll live forever. And that darkness was a tree of knowledge of good and evil. Amen. And said, if you eat of that, you're going to die. And they must have been Baptists. And because they wouldn't take the light, they took, I tried their own way. I tried to do what was right in their own eyes. And you'll find that all the way down through the Word of God. Amen. You know what this NIV, a New King James Version, I don't know how many hundreds of different versions they are. But you know whatever one of them is, and I'd stand in the White House after the biggest doctor we got in the United States and tell him that is of the spirit of Antichrist.
Amen.
There's a lot of these. He's an IV Bible. There's a lots of them where they took the blood out. They took homosexuality out of it. I mean, there ain't no way you can name it all. I got a little old piece of paper at the house from one of my Bibles. Billy Ball, before he backslid on God, he wrote a big old piece of paper, folded up. And they compared scripture for scripture. And I forget how many hundreds of verses of scripture that was taken out of this King James when they wrote the NIV that was not even in the NIV.
Right.
You know what that is? That's the devil.
Amen.
Amen. A war when you, he's after you. And if you listen to him, he'll sit back and smile at you. Amen. And know He's got you. I'm telling you, it ain't no warfare with me. Amen. To pick up this old 1611 edition of the King James Bible. Amen. It ain't no warfare with me. I to tell somebody, thank God you've got to hear the preached Word of God. How can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach except they be sent? Amen. Then the Holy Ghost. Who can come? Nobody can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. Amen. It's no problem for me to believe that. You say, preacher, how do you know? I had it happen to me that way. Amen. It was God drawing me unto Himself.
Amen. Yes.
It's a continual warfare. I'll have one with him done before I get to the house. Matter of fact, he's right here now saying you ought not be preaching that way.
Uh-huh.
The devil, fasten your seatbelt. If I had something else, I'd whoop him over the head with it. Amen. Havis Crawford made a statement one time. I really like. Amen. He said the one way to know the devil, said he's got 3 scars on his head. I thought, now, man, where are you coming from there? Thank God when he's on out in the wilderness to be tempted, Jesus hit him 3 times with a sword. It's all so written. What? It's all so written. What? It's all so written. What? And he said every time that, thank God, Jesus hit him with that, it left a scar on the devil's head. You hear me? And the devil starts to ride you. Thank God getting against you while you're being pressed. Just pick up that sword and chop him piece for piece. Thank God, the Word of God is right. The Bible said, let God be true and every man a liar. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let it be just that way.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Up till John the Baptist, the law and the prophets was preached. Mm-hmm. But since then, the kingdom of God's been preached. How many does that leave out? Every man presseth means you're going to have to put forth some effort. Man presseth his way into it. Thank God. God bless your heart. I come by there yesterday, I guess it wasn't Friday, before I'd even come to church, I come by that place and looked out and seen that little sapling again. Amen. Just almost Barbara Jean wanted to get out and go grab a hold of it and run around it about 3 times. Amen. No one right there. My God, it didn't keep me fighting. Didn't keep the devil off my back. But I got a spot I can go back and show him. Amen. Where Jesus give me the victory down on the inside. Amen. I bless your heart. Amen. That's what I told Oscar here a while back. I wish you'd get this church on a thought for today down there some week. Thank God if he got a work in the woods, I'd fill in for him. Hallelujah. And about the first thing I'd get on to is these preacher things coming in here with these left-handed books and call them Bibles. Just about one trip and they'd put me out the door and get a bad name for the church. But I would tell them, you better get anchored in this blessed book and start pressing with all you guys.
Amen.
I worked on a job at Public Works. I've been retired since 2005. What is that, 12 years? And it was rough. when I was there. But I know it's a whole lot worse now than it was then.
Yeah.
They wasn't too many of them down there. If I thought learned out, me and Jerry was about the only ones they wouldn't mess with it. Amen. Some of them preachers are called themselves preachers that get off and boy, they'd make you think you was backslid. They'd lay halfway up the cross and you hadn't even seen God. Amen. They'd leave you, get off over yonder behind the crowd, start telling them dirty jokes. Amen. I reckon everybody ever one of them done myself, and Jerry done that. God bless your heart. Amen. And I'd get on their case like ugly on ape. Hey, was a preacher one night, we was leaving out on second shift. And he's kind of like Oscar, you can punch him in the ribs. Hey, God, he's a big old man, all of a hoppy who he was. Hey, man, you can punch him in the ribs. And buddy, he'd cuss like a sailor. Somebody punched him in the ribs, and the whole crowd, probably 150 of us going out through there. I punched him in the ribs, and I never hear such language in all my life come out of a man's mouth. I just separated the crowd, got right up where he was, amen, and just loud voice rebuked him right in front of that whole crowd. You know, the sinners come to me the next day and said, I thank you for doing that. Said, I was getting tired of that. And the man said, you ever go hear him preach? I said, there's two things I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear a preacher cuss or a cusser preach. Amen. I bless your heart. Thank God he did. If he had just get clean on the inside, amen, he won't slip out.
Amen.
Amen.
That ain't been the first cuss word slipped out of my mouth since I've been saved.
Come on, James. Bless
and I
the Lord.
Could cuss a half a day and never say the same word twice. But the Lord, God cleansed me, but I have to press
yes, sir.
Through these evil spirits. And they're getting more.
Yes, sir. Don't get worse.
And more. And more every day. Every day that you go by. Melissa, it's going to get worse on your job.
That's right.
I think I'll just get it licked and get it over with. These so-called youth camps.
Whoa.
Here's a man that ain't got no use for them.
Amen.
I ain't got nothing wrong with kids getting together to play. But my wife will tell you, our oldest granddaughter, back before she got married, she went to one of them youth camps. Man, they would sing, they'd dance, they'd do everything else in the church. But when they got in the place to where they stayed at, she said, I never heard such language coming out of them young women's mouth in all my life. She said, I've been to Malaska. Hallelujah!
Yes, sir.
There's something wrong. Amen. The young folk can go around the house without talking nasty. I would get off like that at the youth camp, the dormitories, and come into talking filthy, dirty jokes. Yeah. Dumb, there's something wrong. Amen. It was mama and daddy's. I need the drill. A good, clean, a language in their heart.
Yeah.
Through the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
I'll say this much and not brag one bit. Our daughter got saved when she was about 7 years old. And then now then, 40 years later, and I never heard an off-colored word come out of her mouth. She's married. She's got kids of her own, kids that married. And she better not done let me hear it yet. I still wear a belt. I'm kind of like Dale Owens. I told them when they got married, well, I may be getting off the subject, but I'm going to try to help you. I told them when they got married,
I said, y'all build you a home. Y'all run it any way you want to run it. I said, I will not stick my nose in your business. And they've been married 30-something years, and I've got my first time to ever say anything to either one of them. I'm glad I ain't say no reason to.
Right.
Amen. I thought, I bless your heart. Amen. I told them over there. We was over there, his daddy's, when Michael asked for a hand. Of course, I had to joke a little bit. I told him, I said, well, son, I'm going to tell you, it's just like this. Like mother, like daughter. I said, you see what I got into. If you think you can handle it, go ahead. Amen. God bless your heart. I said, you've got my blessings on it. I said, I'm going to tell you one thing. That's when I told them I wasn't going to stick my nose into their business. Hey, man, I said, but I'm going to tell you one thing. And his daddy was sitting there. And his mama was sitting there. I said, if I ever do hear of y'all starting to get a divorce and remarry, I said, I'll beat the cold tar out of both of you if I'm still getting around on a walking stick. I said, I just ain't going to put up with it. Amen. Come to find out, when he started to preach, he harder on his name. Amen. Thank God for somebody that'll stand for the blessed book. I'm saying, you've got to press in the day we're in. And press. Somebody knocking our preacher today. The poor fellas. They're pressing. They're fighting. They're doing everything. And people are running down. I'll be praying for them, scotching for them, and helping them along the way.
That's the Lord.
Amen. Kingdom of heaven is preached, and men presseth their way into it. Tommy, you go to work, you face something all the time nagging at you. You'd like to pull that hard hat off and just stomp that thing and tell a few folks just exactly how things are going. A spirit's oppression. I'm going to say this and try to close. We had a safety meeting down there one time. And one woman nurse there in the bull crowd, she was over the safety. And the room was in probably as big as this church, and it was nearly full. One of them smart aleck supervisors, I did say smart aleck supervisor, got up to help her and proceeded to help her, and I never heard such language in all my life in front of that woman. My boss man got back there in the shop. He said, I thought for sure you was fixing to explode. I said, what might you think that? He said, your face turns red, even your ears turn red. I held my peace, Oscar, till we got out of there. And where I worked at, he had to walk right through that walkway to go into the maintenance room. And just a little while, here he come. I stepped out in front of him. I said, I got something I want to say to you. He took his hands and just gave me a shove, trying to shove me out of the way. But I walked right back up there and just shoved him back. I said, I had something I want to say to you. I said, I don't like one bit what you said in there in front of that woman. He said, there wasn't nothing wrong with that. I know his wife. I said, would you like for me to go to your house where your wife is and use that kind of language in front of her? He said, no, sir, I sure wouldn't. I said, I'm going to tell you something. Even though I'm a preacher, I said, one more time like that, and I'm going to get up, I'm going to bust your mouth right there in front of every one of them. Then I turned around and I said, do you want to go in the office with this? He said, no, let's just forget it. All of you stand up for what's right.
Yeah.
I reckon, far as I know right now, he's one of the best friends I've got.
I don't know what kind of woman she was. I have no idea. But I did not like them talking that way. I wouldn't even like that when I was a drunkard, let alone then. God bless your heart, you have got a continual. Before you get home, he'll be on your case. For no doubt he's on your case right now.
Sure.
You young folks, if the Spirit of God starts dealing with you, the devil's going to sit right down there on your shoulder.
Amen.
And tell you to put it off. Do it later. Mm-hmm. Everybody will laugh at you.
Come on.
Everybody will talk about you. But God said the kingdom of heaven is free, and every man presseth his way into it. And God, you young folk, get down here and stop pressing. Us old folks will get around you and help you press your way through.
Bless the Lord.
While we stand at our feet, amen, somebody come to the piano or have a heart you want to do. I want to open the altar to you.